بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. So we've been over the last few days and weeks climbing the great mountain of Ramadan, enjoying the view, experiencing this very welcome and sadly overdue sense of detachment. Entering the fasting day and the fasting month is rather like taking a deep breath, filling the system with oxygen at the beginning of the day, and then plunging into the deep, swimming underwater in a different space and more aware of one's vulnerability, of one's dependence, of one's radical neediness, and if we are wise, neediness in every case for the divine. And as we come to the culmination of the month, the 10 days that are itqun min an-nar, liberation of the slaves from hellfire, and as we come to the great summit of Laylatul Qadr, we find that this has been veiled, occluded. We are not given to know exactly which night it is. But we are told in Revelation, khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. A time of the proximity of the angels, a time therefore where heaven and earth are brought close and where there is a certain translucence. The light that is the reality of things shines through the surface of things and we feel close to our source. And on this Laylatul Qadr, when we consider the deepest of all mysteries, the mystery of the divine destination of human beings and predestination of what we do, we recognize our complete helplessness and we throw ourselves down on the prayer carpet, weeping in a sense of brokenness, returning to our Lord. And this is the great gift of Ramadan, the moment of inkisar, of brokenness, the time when tawbahs are accepted, when prayers rise up and mercy descends. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance in our ibadah, in our fasting, in our prayers, in our taraweeh, and make our destiny be for the best and for the gardens of Jannah, insha'Allah. Over the course of this Ramadan, we've been showing you how Cambridge Muslim College has been upholding Muslim traditions of research, training scholars and sending them out into the community in order to refresh and reinvigorate the Ummah in Britain and around the world, something that we've been doing now for a full 10 years. You've seen our alumni making strides in their local communities in various parts of the country. You've seen how our diploma program has transformed the lives of students and reconnected them to their faith and their communities. You've seen how our new 3-year BA Honours degree in Islamic Studies presents a unique opportunity for a new generation to understand Islamic tradition in the context of our modern age. And you've seen our researchers grappling with vital questions of doctrine, of scientific advancement, and of the entire Islamic legal tradition. All our achievements over the past 10 years have been the result of your prayers, your sadaqah, and your zakat. Now on this, quite possibly the holiest night of the holiest month of the year, it's up to you. This is an opportunity for you to make a generous donation to help build a great legacy of Islamic scholarship over the coming 10 years. Visit cambridgemuslimcollege.ac.uk to donate tonight.
Cambridge Muslim College, training the next generation of Muslim thinkers.